You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Chris, tell me what your father is secretly trying to negotiate there before he gets out of the show for the day. Just because he sent you a private text right there. Because
thank you.
He wants to promote something of his. And the last couple of things, the bits that we played of his, have been groan-worthy. Like, hard. We've had to suffer our way through them. What's he now trying to get on the show?
Well, you know, it's another Hard Knocks thing. The last thing we played was him out on the Everglades paddling for his pregame, woosah moment. And now he wants to play in week two. His team had a big win, and he thinks it's because of some song he played for the team. It's like he thinks it's the next Dad, what were the songs you were comparing it to?
Okay, what you hear in stadiums and arenas, the pump-up songs, Seven Nation Army, Jump Around. This is going to be the new pump-up song for the ages.
I don't like, Greg, that you are surreptitiously trying to go through your son instead of publicly. You sent him privately a text to try and get something on the show. We're all sitting right next to you.
Yeah, correct. I go through channels. Mm-hmm. He's the Greg Cody Show producer.
Right.
Produce.
Yeah.
But you know. It's terrible. I mean, team won.
Wait, but who else is Greg supposed to text? What do you want him to do? He's pushing his own agenda.
Yeah, he texted me, and I decided that was not a good play by him because it didn't go over well last time. It's just
Mr. Critical over here.
Yeah, that wasn't Greg's fault.
It's been received. People are saying that it's just
many are saying.
Yeah, many are saying.
People have. After Greg's last bit, I was rowing that low boat along with everybody else.
Thank you, Billy.
Mm-hmm. No, your boat.
Yeah, and your enthusiasm is what inspired this gem that I wrote, quite frankly.
You can listen to it on Greg Cody's podcast, the Greg Cody Show featuring Greg Cody.
Fine. People will flock to it. If they hear it here, fewer people will flock to it. Yeah. So thank you.
So why'd you ask for it to be played?
Well, you know, I didn't.
It was just a professional courtesy. He was trying to. He has this great thing he wants to share with us.
Content relief.
I don't get a Meadowlark check. I figure, you know, a little hand washing. One hand washes the other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got lava going on here. Soap.
You have gotten a Meadowlark check. You have not cashed it yet.
What check's that?
I handed it to you a month ago.
Oh, yeah. I haven't cashed that yet? Oh, shoot.
Check's out.
Did you guys see that Tom Brady has denied? You don't deserve a finger point from anybody for checks out.
Oh, I liked it, Billy.
You were talking about checks, man.
Yeah.
I got the joke.
In Rome.
It's not it was so sophisticated that I missed the joke.
Greg
I didn't
said
think
check
it deserved
check,
a finger
right.
point.
Went over here.
I was going to reach for it to cash it, but it bounced away from me, so I couldn't
Tom
catch
Brady
it.
Has denied that Ryan Fitzpatrick is that mother bleeper. He's denied it publicly. That leaves only Derek Carr, correct?
Yeah, was he asked that follow-up afterwards? Or do we have to wait for
Bucks? It trickles out. The information trickles out.
We need to wait for the next episode of Let's Go. Yeah. These things happen one follow-up at a time. I was right there for Jim Gray. Oh, so it's Carr, right? That seems like a natural follow-up.
The Tom Brady podcast is probably not going to produce much news that embarrasses Tom Brady or gets him. The denials will appear there, but the news will probably not break there.
I think it was just one last time he wanted to hand Ryan Fitzpatrick an L because he saw that Ryan Fitzpatrick actually reveled in the fact that he was that MF-er. And he wanted to rip that away from him, too.
Do you believe that Tom Brady secretly, when is with his friends, he makes fun of Ryan Fitzpatrick and the fact that every team in the division has tried to beat him with Ryan Fitzpatrick?
I mean, it's pretty low-hanging fruit. I feel like he makes fun of Peyton around his friends.
He makes fun of everyone.
He makes fun of Montana and Marino and Jordan around his friends.
Anyone who's ever played sports.
He thinks he's king of the mountain.
Wouldn't you love to hear those conversations? As Jalen Hurts is on Twitter, and he is he's writing Hurts, don't it, after that game last night. As the Dolphins celebrate 2-0 and Tom Brady every goddamn season of his life going back to Michigan starts 2-0. Do you believe
he's not even playing well?
2-0 on the road against the Saints and Cowboys hasn't played well.
Right. And no one cares and
everyone's
and
hurt.
No one's talking about
Hurts
the Bucks.
Life apparently in shambles. Has a lot of shit going on.
2-0. The game's 3-3. He's got no receivers. Evans is out. I'll just throw it over here to Perriman who's covered. I got a guy underneath. He's wide open. Nope. I'm throwing it to Perriman, and I'm daring Jameis to score more than 10 points on his own.
Did you see who they signed today? Cole Beasley. There has never been a more Tampa person ever than Cole Beasley.
Yep.
He is going to love it. Are you kidding me? An anti-vaxxer that loves hip-hop? Cole Beasley is the best. Every Tampa resident has their own rap album. This is going to be a perfect fit.
Tom Brady.
He's going to have a lot of catches. I mean,
good. Dominant.
Little slot receiver.
Are you perfect? It's perfect for him.
Oh, man. They're so good.
How much would you guys pay for Tom Brady's honest conversations mocking other quarterbacks? Not any of the sanitized stuff. They're going to, Apple's going to put out a 10-part Patriots documentary. All of these stories will get told in the content age with the big brands. Everyone's going to fight over the Yankees story because the president of ESPN's a giant Yankee fan, and everyone's going to want the big giant brands. An honest overhearing of Tom Brady talking to him, his most trusted people, about what he really thinks.
That's not what the Let's Go podcast is. I thought Jim Gray was his closest confidant.
Yeah.
I would love it, but I think we're starting to get to the point where more of these are bad than good. Like, we came out of the gate, we were so sorry for content, and The Last Dance set such an incredibly high bar, and I think once again Michael Jordan just becomes that measuring stick. Where he also gets to be the Michael Jordan of athlete documentaries.
The Jeter one was pretty good, though, Mike. I enjoyed it.
And pale than
you're one of the few.
Okay.
Everyone's
I enjoyed it, though.
Everyone's doing the Michael Jordan comparison. It's his thing. It's crazy.
What did you learn about Jeter in that, Stugatz? Like, it was just nostalgia. Like, I kind of enjoyed watching it, but you didn't take away anything from it. Like,
no,
what was
but
it?
I liked some of that stuff
it?
Where he grew up wanting to be the Yankee shortstop. He
His mom
up
told him from
age
seven, you can be the Yankee shortstop. It's just Goosebumps. That for, like, seven straight hours.
No, I know, but I love that. I love, like, Goosebumps for seven straight hours. I'm good with that. Like, it's a nice story.
You know who else's
Jeter
mom
story.
Said that? A bunch of other people that didn't reach that.
Right, that's true.
Yeah. My mom told me I didn't make the pros.
But this guy reached it, and like the Cincinnati Red Scout, that story was fantastic.
It's not because she said that.
They had the Don't underestimate the power of moms,
and
okay?
Drive.
Don't you dare do that. Mm-hmm. That story.
More moms are wrong than right.
No, they're not. Yeah. Moms are always
Whoa.
Right.
Chris is anti-mom.
You take it back and take it back
Whoa.
Now.
Wow.
Whoa.
Careful.
My mom got me in a room with Alex Rodriguez to tell me I can achieve any of my dreams, and I won two straight seasons without a hit, and I was nicknamed Chivo because I just kept picking at the grass.
That's a great nickname. They were calling you Chiba. Goat in
Chivo.
Spanish. It's not
which is a goat, but it wasn't because I was great. It's because in right field I would just pick at grass.
It's such a great nickname for a kid. They're basically, I now have Mike Ryan eating chud in right field, eating cud in right field, just grazing his chin on the ground, eating grass.
An actual goat might have made more contributions than I did to my Gigantes Orthopedics baseball team. We still won the pennant.
Despite you.
I was a good glue guy and great base runner.
Mike,
Gigantes Orthopedics.
Mike, they gave everyone trophies. I don't know if you guys won.
I displayed that. No, we were good, though.
I want
but he still
you.
Trotted you out there.
You know how I know we were good? We beat Flagami. Yeah, so...
Mike,
that's how good we were.
I want you, please. I can't believe this is the first time that we are learning of both Gigantes Orthopedics and that you can make the claim that when I was a Little League baseball player, after my mom told me and others told me that I could be the greatest, that I was nicknamed the GOAT. But not for the reasons that you think. It's because I was distracted in right field.
Because I would graze.
All right, everybody, Mother's Day is officially around the corner. If mom's gift isn't already on the way, you've got hours, maybe even minutes, to get it together. So head over to 1-800-Flowers.com right this second. 1-800-Flowers still has great last-minute deals on handmade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts ordered easily and delivered fresh. You want to get mom something that shows your appreciation for all that she's done? We know you've been a knucklehead. She knows you've been a knucklehead. Please do better. Help your mom feel appreciated this Mother's Day. This is your last chance to lock in these Mother's Day deals. Only good while supplies last. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan, D-A-N. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.